up, everyone? Welcome back to the Streetcast podcast. And here we have
Legacy. How'd you hear about the podcast?
I was on
Inside the North podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
We were doing an interview, and he was like, "Yo, did anybody else like hit you and stuff?" I had put like a poll or like a little question thing on my Instagram story.
Oh, okay.
And Miguel had recommended him.
Miguel, got the glasses, the photographer.
Yep. That's the homie. Oh yeah, Kiko's party, right?
Yeah, man. I wanted to go there for their festival.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
I wanted to go, but I had my daughter this weekend, so I wasn't able to go. But anyways, yeah. So he had put, he had recommended them, and he was like, "Hey, did anybody else like recommend anybody?" And I was like, "Nah." I was like, "Bro, if you know anybody, please let me know." He's like, "I got you." So he sent me two. He sent me yours. And then
Caesar's boy.
Yeah, so I was like, cool, bet. So yeah.
Dude, next you gotta hit up Fine and Dandy.
Okay. Yeah.
The thing about them though is they're like in Texas City.
Oh shit. Okay.
It's worth a drive, dude.
Yeah.
I went in like 2 hour drive or something like that, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
Man. Those guys are like, pretty badass.
Bet. Yeah, I'm with it, bro. Yeah.
But yeah, man. Like, tell us about yourself. Like, who Legacy is.
Yeah. So I'm an artist. I'm out of obviously Houston, Texas. I've been making music since I was like 13. What's it called? You know, I've been just pushing, grinding on that. And I kind of make, you know, from turn up stuff to boom bap to, you know, melodic stuff, kind of all range in there. I'm 26, I'll be 27 this year, my dad. And yeah, man, just I do music a lot. So all the time, that's really the main focus and grind. I do work and stuff, but you know, I'm really trying to push this, make it, you know, a career and stuff.
Yeah,
and, you
dude,
know,
that's
so,
a dream.
Yeah, man, for sure. So, yeah, that's pretty simple.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
So what drives you? Like, what makes you want to do music, you know?
I guess it stemmed back to being a kid. When I was, like I said, I started when I was 13. Back then, MTV was kind of still, you know, in its prime and
I
stuff.
Remember that, yeah.
And they would premiere, you know, like those music videos and stuff. And so it's funny how it was this song, right, that kind of was like, oh, maybe I can do that. Drake had dropped Find Your Love.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I had, like, I had never really heard of, you know, Drake or anything like that. I was just kind of getting into music, you know. And, yeah, they premiered the video, and I was like, what's this? I was like, he's singing, but he's rapping, but he's not really singing, but he's rapping. You know, it was kind of
very flowy.
It was like a mesh of both. So I was like, what? So from there, I kind of just dove in, and then music was always around, you know, in the house. Mom is a big hip hop head. My dad loves all kinds of music, right, into like 80s and stuff like that. So I kind of went back and, you know, listened to all that, you know, as I got older. And all that just kind of, you know, I was like, I kind of feel like maybe I could do this. Maybe I got something to say, you know. And from there, I told my uncle, he was really big into the music scene. And, you know, he was like, yeah, man, like, if you want to do this, you know, this is it. Like, this is the rest of your life. You know, there's no backing out.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you positive? And I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, motherfucker, I'm gonna take you under my wing. Here we go. You know? And so from then on, man, it was just, you know, it became not like a hobby. It was just very much, you know, the passion started to form.
You feel like it was like an obsession?
Yeah, but definitely became obsessed over it. Yeah, it was like this obsessive thing. I was like, I got
to
do this
all
the time.
You have to,
yeah,
I mean?
Bro. Like, I'd be in class writing, you know, in like a notebook, you know, verses or like little lines or whatever. Or just like anything I could get my hands on, you know, whether I was at a store or whatever, grab a piece of paper. I always had a pen or pencil on me.
Mm.
So like if I thought of something, I'll write it down. Yeah, just write it down real quick and put it away. I'm like, cool. So I have like napkins or like receipts and stuff with just like little verses on like, you know, the back. Or whatever.
Did you ever like write out like on your arm or something like
that?
Oh
yeah, for sure, bro. For 1,000%. I was like, oh fuck, you know what it is. I had Chris on here, right?
Oh yeah, cool.
But yeah, man, so it was like right on my, you know, my hand or like my arm, whatever, and just, you know. But yeah, it became very just an obsession, and I just wanted it more than anything. So, you know, one day turned into a week, a month, a couple months, a year, and then now we're, you know, 11, 12 years later, I'm still doing it, you know.
Dude.
So,
oh yeah, man.
Yeah, so it was, yeah.
Did you ever take any breaks, or like was it all consistent all throughout?
I think there was one point where I kind of just stood still for a little bit. You know, I was, what, maybe 19, 20, I think. And I felt like, because I was doing it so much all the time, 24/7, you know, from 13 up until then, I kind of felt almost like in a rut or like a slump, you know. And I was just like, I reached a point where I was like, what else do I write about? I don't know what else to say. Like, I wrote about, you know, my experiences in life and stuff that I've been through personally or family or whatever. And, you know, I ended up just kind of taking a pause, and I stepped back and I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what am I I'm missing something, you know? And I realized, I was like, dude, you've been doing this all the time, 24/7, since you were 13. Like, you've not stopped, not one day. Maybe you need to kind of step back and live life a little bit, go experience new experiences,
yeah,
and
dude.
Then you can write about that. You know, go through some shit, you know, to be able to come back and be like, hey, this fucked me up, let me write about that, you know, or I've been through this, or this is cool, let me write about this. So for sure, around like, I think it was like 19 or 20, right before COVID hit too. So it was pretty intense. And then I didn't drop anything for a couple months. I want to say like 6-7 months. And I was pretty consistent dropping like every other month. Or every month I would drop at least, you know, a record.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely. I think I've done it once. And then I did it recently, I think about a year ago, but that was more to like kind of like let my mind kind of, you know, sit and just kind of take a break, a breather. And I'm a dad, so I was like, let me go experience that and kind of go through that. You know, and that in itself, it's another whole, like, I could write about this, you know, being a dad and trying to figure that out while figuring out music. It's a tough balance, but it works, you know? So yeah, for sure.
I think it's important to like take some time off, you know, and just like, cause if you do it all the time, eventually, yeah, like you said, you're going to feel like you run out of ideas or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's also just good for your mental health in general.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's
can't be working all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a machine.
Yeah, it's like a machine. Yeah, like I was gonna say, like it's ideal to like not be working all the time 24/7, you know. But also like we like people like you and I, we wish we could, you know.
Oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Because like if you work more, we're gonna put more stuff out, we're gonna have more stuff under our belt.
Yep.
You know, that obsessive mind, you know, but we have to remind ourselves, like, all right, man, maybe like take a chill pill.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you're human, you gotta breathe for a minute and like, you know, relax and you know, go live life. And that's the biggest thing. You know, like I have other friends that are artists and stuff, and they're always like, damn, bro, like I'm like, dude, maybe just take like a week off. You know, you don't even got to take like a month, you know, just take a couple days off and just like go watch some movies, go hang out with friends, go outside, you know, leave the studio and go experience some life a little bit, you know, and go from there. And then you'll realize like, oh, shit, like, OK, now I got some more stuff to write about, or my mind's kind of cleared, or, you know, I got inspired over here, over there, through this movie, through this game or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's definitely. Yeah,
I feel like that's a common like point in an artist's journey. You know, there's a point when they kind of just like step back from the art and just like focus on life.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I did that. You know, like I said, I did it twice. You know, with this album that I'm working on now. You know, we'll get into that, but I definitely have done that a little bit recently. Not so much. I'm still in the studio, you know, working on other records or thinking of the next thing or whatever. But you know, I've kind of allowed myself to not feel guilty for taking that break, because I feel like that comes with that. A lot of times you feel guilty, like, fuck, I should be working right now, you know, why am I on pause? But it's like, no, man, you need that break.
That's also, it's like a reward, you know.
Yeah,
like,
big time. Yeah,
like I want to say like the word deserve, you know, but like in a way you kind of do deserve it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're busting your ass,
yeah,
you're writing records and you're going to the studio and you're taking time out of your busy schedule to go do this outside of work, and you know, staying up late, and like, man, like it's like, yeah, I would say, yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's a tough fucking job, man.
I just want to seem like we're like entitled, you know, like, oh,
yeah,
like, we deserve.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
for
but,
sure,
like,
right.
But we do, because we actually like do put in work.
Yeah.
And people don't really see that. Like, they always see like the finished product.
Yeah.
And like, I like artists that show the process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They
yeah,
show
same.
Like themselves in the studio,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I love watching like behind the scenes of, you know, artists in the studio, how they, you know, the whole their process, you know, like you said, it's everybody's process is different, you know.
We can learn from what they're showing us.
For sure,
know?
Different techniques, different styles, and you're like, damn, like I never thought of, you know, that to be a you know, exercise or like a, you know, or a way to go about certain things, you know. John Bellion is a big guy that I, you know, I look at and I love watching his behind the scenes stuff. You know, making of, you know, whatever song he puts out, and it's so like, it's just so organic, it's so raw, you know. He'll start off on just like a handheld mic, you know, beatboxing or whatever.
Yeah,
and then,
I've seen stuff like that.
Yeah,
and you see it develop into like the actual
full
song,
fucking,
you know?
Song. I'm like, what?
I've seen that.
Yeah, so I feel that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, you ever feel like your life is a movie of some kind, you know?
Yeah. So it feels like almost like a double life, right? Like it feels like you're like I'm just, you know, whatever, I'm Brandon by day, you know, or whatever, at work.
But by night, you're like Batman.
Yeah, right, exactly, you know, you put on the mask, and you're like, all right, here we go, you know, but it's definitely feels like sometimes it's like a movie, or you're like, you're living this double life, and, you know, and it's, balancing both of those out and just realizing like, hey, like, you know, I can't let one consume more than the other. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get comfortable in real life, the music will kind of start to fizzle out.
It's like Spider-Man 2, man.
Yeah, bro, the whole identity crisis stuff, man. That's crazy, yeah. I've never thought of it like that. Yeah, that's exactly just like that, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I've noticed that each time I, like, not each time, but most times I talk to, like, a musician, you know, I kind of, like, start to, like, see the parallels, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, like, everything they're saying is kind of like what Peter Parker would say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. I'm a fucking nerd, dude. I got a whole fucking Spider-Man tattoo on my leg.
Dude,
yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't know if the camera can pick it up, but
yeah
it's
badass. Dude, that's awesome.
That shit hurt, bro. That shit sucked. Oh my god.
Fucking bad. Okay, those are on your shin,
yeah,
bone,
dude,
and shit,
that,
right?
Like the lining was cool, but once
start
the
shading,
she started shading it, bro, I was like, oh my god, that shit sucked. And I should have tapped out, you know, the artist. She was like, hey, like, you know, we can do the lining today, we can do the shading, you know, tomorrow, or like, you know, in a couple weeks when it heals. She's like, or we could do, you know, the shading now and whatever. I'm down for whatever. What, you know, it's whatever you feel. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's see how I feel after the lining. Lining, yeah, it sucked. It's a tattoo, right? They all hurt. But I was like, nah, fuck it. Let's do it. Bruh, oh, my God. I regretted it. I was like, fuck. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, shit, dude. It was just, it sucked. Like, the whole bottom piece is all, it's all blacked out.
Yeah.
So, like, that sucked. And then when it got to the top, when she did, like, the lenses and stuff, fuck, that's right on my shin. I was, oh my, I wanted to fucking uppercut it, bro. I was like, oh, hurry up. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, bro. But yeah, anyways, that's it, yeah.
My buddy's gonna come in a bit, my bandmate.
Okay, cool, yeah.
He's a tattoo artist.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay, cool, yeah.
He gave me this tattoo, the Nirvana tattoo.
Oh, dude, that's sick, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then this one right here, it's like an Aztec.
Oh, fire, hell yeah, 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 yeah.
Skull.
Dude, hell yeah, dude, yeah. Does he charge? Like, how much does he charge?
He's starting out. He's like an apprentice, so he charges pretty low.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm not sure, like, what he'll charge you for whatever you want. You know,
yeah.
It depends on the size and where you want it and
right.
stuff, how long it'll take.
Right, right.
Doesn't charge at all, man. I mean, like, it doesn't charge that much at all.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm with it. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, dude. So, like, do you... Okay, so, like, if there was a movie about legacy, who would you want, like, the actor to play you?
Yeah, that's a fire question. I've never had that... Dude, I... Damn. I've never had that question asked before. Oh, that dude from, you ever seen Cobra Kai?
Nah, I haven't
no?
seen it, nah.
Okay, he played, Blue Beetle.
I see Blue Beetle, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know his name, but I know exactly who you're talking
about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
him. Yeah, I feel like him. Right, yeah, yeah, for right. sure, yeah.
That'd be a cool casting.
That'd be a really cool casting, yeah. That'd be pretty cool. Damn, dude, I love that. I've never had that question asked before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Because, like, I'm really into movies, you know, especially superhero movies.
Oh, dude,
so, like, of course, I've seen Blue Beetle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, he's Hispanic, so
yeah.
I gotta, like,
watch. Yeah,
you know
it fit perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel that. I'm a big fucking movie buff, man. I love movies. I love going to the movie theaters. I love a lot of older movies. I love going back and, like, you know, watching shit from, you know, 80s, 90s and stuff like that. It really comes from my parents and stuff. They put me onto a lot of movies, you know, when I was younger and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you know, most kids, they don't, like, I try to do it with my daughter, but she's so, like, all right, whatever. And she walks away, and I'm like, what the hell? Like,
yeah,
you know? Yeah, you know, but with me, like, I remember, like, sitting there, like, locked into the movie, like, really watching it, and that kind of gave me the inkling that I was, like, I'll probably be involved in some sort of creative art kind of world, you know, because I was so locked in, and that gave them the same feeling, like, this kid's probably going to do something, like, you know, within music or movies or something, because he sits so still, like
yeah.
No kid really sits like this for a movie that young, you know. So yeah, I feel that.
So like do you have any other hobbies outside of music?
I collect a lot of like Funko Pops.
Oh really?
Yeah, a lot
That's
of
cool.
Funko Pops, comics. I collect a lot of comics. I game a lot, dude. I play a lot of video games with like the crew that I work with, you know, whether like all the dudes that do like my cover arts and stuff like that.
Oh,
or,
okay.
You know,
okay.
So we all kind of hop on the game kind of to relax. But it's like we do that, but like it's the funniest thing. Like we'll be playing a game right with like a nice scenery or something, and they're like, "Oh, let me screenshot that real quick. That's reference for whatever." And I'm like, "Dude, you know, like we gotta catch ourselves sometimes. Like, fuck, like no, like tonight's supposed to be just about enjoying the
like
shit.
No
like,
working.
Yeah, no working, but we're still working. You know, but this is how it goes, man. But yeah, gaming for sure." I collect a lot of comic books. I have these two graded comic books. I have a 1984-85 to Ninja Turtles, like How to Draw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's so
That's cool.
cool. Yeah, it's like a 8.5, 8.6.
That's cool.
And then I have a Spider-Man It's the, what is it? The, it's the 300th, the Amazing Spider-Man 300th, something like that. But it's like the 25th anniversary, and the cover art's like this 8-bit version of it.
Oh, okay.
And then that one's like a 9.54.
What does that mean? Like, what do the ratings mean?
So the grade, it's depending on its condition. So like how well it's, you know, it's
how preserved
it's,
it is.
Yeah, how preserved
it is. So like the higher
it is,
the more preserved.
Yeah, so if it's like a 10, that's like mid, you know, that's like top of the line.
You can sell that for a lot, right?
Oh yeah, dude, I bought that one for, I think at the time, I bought it during COVID.
Where do you buy it from?
Comic book stores.
Okay. Like Bedrock City or?
Yeah, places like that. They usually have them like behind the counter. They have them displayed up top.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one, both of them actually, I bought at the same shop. It's out there in Conroe. I forget what it's called.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I think I've been to that one.
It's like,
I don't know the name, because I've been there once. But.
I've been a couple times, but I forget the name. But I have those two. I think I bought that one for like $120, I think, at the time.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so now I don't know if it's gone up, if it's gone down, you know. But
is there a way to find out, like, did it get it like appraised or something?
Yeah,
or?
You can actually look up. So it comes in like, when it's graded, they come in like, it's sealed. It's inside like this hard plastic cover. And at the top, it has like a little template, right?
Okay.
Or like a little bracket thing. And it says, you know, the where it got graded from, and then the name of the comic book, the year it came out, the illustrator and whatever. And then it has the grading on the right hand side, you know, big ass numbers. They'll say like 9 point whatever or 8 point whatever. But there's like a lot of them too. Like they're, you know, it'll say like a 4.5, but that's because like they're from like, you know, the 60s or the 50s. And it's like, just because
you just can't preserve it.
Yeah. You
well,
can't
yeah.
preserve it that well. Sometimes. Yeah. But it's very rare, you know, like it's over time, those pages, they turn yellow and they crinkle and it gets all crumbly and stuff. So, so comic books and like that whole, like, you know, geek nerd culture and stuff.
Yeah.
I just went to Comic Palooza last
weekend.
Oh,
yeah. Nice.
And I met Hayden Christensen.
Oh, that was
yeah.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. So, you know, I do stuff like that. I just kind of do little side quests and shit like that, you know. So pretty much, yeah, that's all, man. That's
I'm glad to hear that, man, because I'm a huge, like, nerd also,
yeah.
Like, geek, you
yeah.
know. Like, I love superheroes.
Yeah.
You know, anything superhero. Like, I'm not too big in the comic books, but, like, hearing
yeah.
you talk about it is making me want to go buy
get
more.
Into, yeah.
Because I have some at home, but I barely read them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, every 2 months, I'll keep reading what I read before.
Yeah,
but
yeah, for sure.
I want to get more into it. So, like if you break the seal, like,
yeah.
like does that ruin the condition? Or
yeah, I mean, it kind of takes away from it being graded, because it's, like, it's sealed. It was, you send it off to the company that does it, and I'm forgetting.
It's, like,
the
official comic book.
Yeah, like, they do, like, the official grading and stuff like that, and they'll you know, you mail it to them, or you go to a comic book store, they'll mail it out for you. It goes deep, dude. Like, you gotta, like, put insurance on the comic book, and it gets sent out just in case if anything happens on its way there and on its way back. You know, if it gets damaged, you're covered. And then they send it back with the certification and the seal and everything. And then it even has, like, a barcode on there now.
Yeah.
We could scan it. It'll show in, like, its system. Like, yeah, like, this is an
sounds
actual,
very serious.
Yeah, man. It's like sending out, you know, like, baseball cards and shit like that.
I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah, so... It's the same deal with comic books, man.
Shit.
Yeah, it's real big.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fire, dude. I love it. Yeah.
So like how many do you have like that are graded?
Graded, I just have those two. I have the Ninja Turtle one and have the Spider Man one. I want
like framed up or something. Or
yeah,
like,
bro. Yeah, I got them on my wall and in my room, so I got them next to each other.
Dude, that's fucking badass.
Yeah, dude, it's fire. I love looking at them. I'm like, damn, bro, that's crazy. But I have like loose ones. You know, I have like a fucking stack of just. Spider-Man, they're really, all my comic books are really just Spider-Man. That's like my favorite superhero, you know, and I have just a shit ton just like stacked, you know, in like still the bag from the comic book store. And
yeah,
I kind of have, you know, set aside, and there's a few that I would love to get graded and stuff, but I just gotta take the time, go figure out how much it would be and stuff. And, you know, but yeah, I love it, dude. I love like crate digging for comic books. Oh man, it's so much fun. Yeah. It's so much fun. Yeah.
Like, oh shit. Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Yeah,
you should talk to Kiko about comics.
Oh yeah, he's big into comics.
Yeah, cause like I went to his house last night.
Yeah.
For his party, Club Kiko.
Yeah.
And he had like a bunch of comic books laid out like in the kitchen counter, like a lot, like all over the kitchen counter.
Oh,
like, that's so cool. Like, I wish I could just read one right now.
Yeah,
there's like a party going on.
Oh man.
I'm pretty sure it was like for aesthetic, but it was fucking badass.
Damn, I didn't know he was into comic books.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I just saw
that
last night.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I gotta hit him up about that.
Yeah, man. Do you do anything for your mental health? Like, do you journal, meditate, or just go for a walk? Or...
Yeah, really. I need to do walks more. I need to just, like, you know, go out there and kind of just walk around, walk the neighborhood, whatever. But really, it's been crazy, but it's like, you know, video games, you know. But it typically, it's like I'll put on like a solo, you know, like a single player game, you know,
okay.
Kind of like get lost in that world. Like
decompress.
Decompress and do that. And then, you know, listen to music really, or I'll play my guitar. You know, I have a Telecaster at the crib.
Sweet.
Yeah. My girl got it for me for my birthday last year. And so I really just pick that up and just kind of play songs that I know, or like watch like, you know, YouTube tutorials and kind of learn a new song, whatever. And really just that, man, like I've always wanted to do like, or try like, you know, meditating or going on walks or, you know, doing something kind of, you know, in that realm. But I've just never really sat down and like, hey, let me try meditating, you know, or doing this or whatever. But I feel like the guitar and like the music or playing the game kind of do it for me for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll just throw on like Uncharted or something, you know, and play that for a while.
Like in a way, that's meditation, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Focus on one thing. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, kind of get lost in that world and just kind of, you know, clear your mind and stuff. And so, yeah, man, that's pretty. What, do you like meditate or anything? Or?
Yeah, I try to. I'm not going to say I like do it strictly.
Okay, yeah,
or,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like discipline, but
yeah.
I try to, you know, try and put reminders for myself
okay.
on my
yeah.
calendar. Because I went to therapy, I think like 5 years ago around
yeah.
there, and the therapist recommended that I meditate like 3 times a day.
Mm.
And he said like it can be like 3 minute meditations.
Yeah.
You know, I can just put a timer on my phone, just focus on my breath, close my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like over the years, I've learned different things about meditation.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like it was the first thing I learned. Then I learned about this thing called diaphragmatic breathing.
Oh, shit, okay.
That's when you breathe with your diaphragm. Basically your belly. You know?
Okay, got it.
Instead of breathing with your chest, you know, you
yeah.
breathe through your stomach. You see how you kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
So if you put your hand on it, it's pretty easy to see.
Okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know, so just do it slowly, you know. And then if you combine, you know,
yeah.
that with like meditation, because meditation really is just like, it's not like clearing your head like
100%. Yeah.
You know, you try to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
And like we're human, like we're going to have random thoughts pop up,
right,
you know,
right,
so like.
Sure.
Whenever that happens, you just acknowledge it. Like, okay, cool. I've had a thought. The ghost in here. The ghost just
haunted.
Like,
yeah.
So like whenever you feel a thought pop up, just acknowledge
yeah.
it. Okay, it's a thought.
Yeah.
And then kind of just like slowly like push it away and like don't force it out. Just slowly push it away.
Okay.
Go back to focusing on your breath. Focus on how the air feels like
yeah.
in your esophagus and like going in your mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
Just focus on that, and then that's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've wanted to do, cause I did therapy when I was younger. I had a lot of, I was diagnosed with clinical anxiety, panic attacks, OCD and stuff like that. And what's up, man? But I did it, you know, when I was younger and stuff. But as an adult, like going into therapy, like I never really, it's just expensive, you know, like it's
yeah,
expensive as shit.
Yeah.
So like, I really want to find somebody just, you know, just talk to whatever. Everyday life and, you know, stuff that I'm dealing with, whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do that. How was it for you? Was it like better? Like, have you done it before in the past and then just did it again recently?
So I had the same thing. It's expensive. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
I had insurance for a while and I was helping out, but then I didn't have it anymore. And
yeah.
like the full price, it just wasn't like, you know, like doable for me.
Yeah.
Especially if I want to go regularly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, you know what? Like, maybe I can afford therapy, but maybe I can explore different options.
Okay.
Because I also go to Lone Star College and
oh,
they have
shit,
a therapist
okay.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just a matter of finding the time to
time
go
and place, yeah,
and
yeah.
the motivation, you
yeah.
know. But like you said, you know, there's other stuff you can do, like talk
yeah.
to your friends or...
Yeah.
Do you do stuff like do you cook or do you read books or anything like that?
I recently picked up reading again because of my girlfriend, actually. She's a bookworm and she loves going to like library or like Barnes & Nobles and stuff. So one day we went and, you know, I was like, I don't know, like I kind of want to, you know, like I want to pick up a book, just read it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I love like, you know, like crime or like mystery or like, you know, like horror stuff like that. And although it's not like a book that you can kind of calm down with, right, necessarily,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
more of like a oh shit kind of like book. But like it's I don't know, though, like I love, you know, stories like that and just getting into it and kind of, again, getting lost in that world and stuff. But I've picked up, you know, reading a little bit. Cooking, I've never thought about it like that, like it's therapy or whatever.
Yeah, because you're just doing like everyday things, right?
Yeah.
But it's also like decompressing, getting
right.
away from like all the other stuff you got going on.
Right, yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think reading would probably be one I picked up recently. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I also wish I could cook, you know, but
yeah,
it's hard finding the time.
Oh,
for
dude,
me,
for
know?
Sure.
I usually just buy food or order, or like right now, I just DoorDash.
Yeah.
Food, you know?
For sure, man. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Do you a lot of like food deliveries, like DoorDash or Uber Eats?
Yeah. Man, I try not to.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's fucking expensive. I'll do it every once in a while, you know. And like the times that I've done it though, like it's usually night, right? Like I'm playing the game, I'm like fucking hungry. Everybody's asleep. I don't feel like cooking nothing, you know. I'm like, let me DoorDash something, you know. But like every single time, man, they fuck up my order. Like every single time. Like the last time I've done it, this was weeks ago. I ordered Wingstop. It's funny enough. It was a regular like six combo, regular fries, large Coke. That was it, right? Extra ranch. Cool. And I waited, man. I was so excited. I was like, hell yeah, you know, whatever. I get the Wingstop order. I'm like, fuck yeah. Pick it up, open the bag. And it's nowhere. It's not even, bro, they gave me a sandwich. I was like, it wasn't even remotely close of like, at least you got the flavor on. Like, no, you gave me a whole different meal. Like, it was a fucking sandwich. It was like the hot honey rub seasoning on the chicken, you know, the sandwich. Fries were cold and they gave me one ranch, and I was like, and I didn't get my drink. I was like, what happened? Like, what the hell?
It's like a whole different order.
Yeah, man. I was like, what the fuck? But I guess it was my fault though, because it was like 11 p.m. You know what I mean? It was late.
Tired,
yeah, yeah, they're like, whatever, you know, like, here, just send them this. And I genuinely think they were like, fuck that, we're not cooking wings right now. We can send them a sandwich and say,
oh,
God, our bad. You know, so I was like, damn. So after that, I was kind of hesitant. I was like, let me not order food late at night anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of mishaps that happen because you're going through two different parties, you know.
Yeah.
So like, there's more room for mistakes.
For sure, yeah. Man, for sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So like, tell us about Logic, man. Like, how did that happen?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, you did see that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So, okay. Oh, man, it's a whole ordeal. So I've been a Logic fan for forever, man. Like ever since I started making music, right? Like he was one of the first artists I started to follow once I got into music and stuff. I was like 14, 13. And I've just been a fan of his, you know, ever since. My boys, shout out to them. It's The Mayan, JMO Blitz, and Illustrator Rick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they all run Bobby Boy Comics for his, you know, company and stuff. And we were friends before that. We kind of just, you know, I've been on the journey with them where they've got into that camp and they've kind of became, you know, a part of that camp. And he was holding a film festival. He was at a film festival in Tribeca down in New York. He was premiering his like debut film and whatever.
Logic made a film?
Yeah, it's called Paradise Records. And from what I can tell, because I haven't seen the movie, but they did. But from what I can tell, it's this dude, he runs like a record shop. You know, he sells vinyls and stuff. And I guess like he's like losing the shop, like he's gonna lose the shop, and like, he's like in major debt. He's trying to figure out, how do I save my store and whatever. And it's like a comedy action kind of thing, whatever. And anyway, so they went, it was like a 2-weekend thing, and they went the first weekend and they got some other stuff for me and stuff. I'll get into that, it'll be revealed later on. Second weekend, my boy JML, he's my manager now. We were talking about some shit. I forget. I don't know. I asked him. I was like, yo, like, if you could have him just like voice memo me, like, hey, what's up, man? You know, whatever. And so I forgot about it, right? So one night, I met my girls. we're I think it's Friday or Thursday. I forget. And we were just chilling, drinking a little bit, listening to music, whatever. And like for whatever reason, I guess like I felt overwhelmed about everything, you know, like music,
that,
whatever.
That, yeah.
So like I broke down. I was like, what the fuck? And I guess I had been like holding it in for like months and stuff. Like I felt it and I was like, oh shit. And I guess that seal finally popped, you know? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what if, you know, like, what if I'm not doing enough? What if I'm not on the right path? What if, you know, this, I'm have all these people counting on me. And if I let them down, then I'm, you know, I'm screwing them over.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. And like, she knew like what I'm about to tell you, like she already knew the plan and stuff. So she was like, it's fine. Like, just believe in you. Like, trust yourself,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just trust me. Trust yourself. And I'm like, why are you pressing me so hard? Like, what the fuck, you know? And so I'm like, all right. And I'm like, damn, I'm like, okay. You know, whatever, right? So the next day, they text me. They're like, hey, man, whatever you do, keep your phone on you at all
holy
times
shit,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I'm like, all right. You know? And then another buddy, he's like, what are you doing right now? I'm like, I'm just chilling. He's like, all right, is your phone off? Is it off, like, vibrate? Like, it's on the ringer?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, make sure you don't put it on vibrate. I'm like, hey, what the fuck's going on? All right.
Were you thinking, like, anxious?
Yeah, bro. I'm like, y'all fucking know I have, like, mad anxiety. So what the hell's going on? You know? So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I forget about it. And then, like, later in the night, I'm putting my daughter to sleep. I just put her down. She goes to bed. I walk out of the room. My boy Rick calls me, Illustrator Rick. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just put my daughter down. What's going on? I'm like, I'm about to hop on the game. He's like, all right, bet. Whatever you do, whoever calls you, pick up. I'm like, okay. I'm like the fourth, third person to tell me this shit. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, all right. So whatever, right? It's like about like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we all hop on the game. And he's like, yo, move. Because we usually hop on like Discord and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yo, let's hop over to the PlayStation chat. I'm like, all right, that's weird. We never do that. But I'm like, okay. So we hop over, and he's like, whoever calls you, when you take off your mic, don't mute it. Leave it off mute. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? So in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, like maybe the album cover's going to get done, and they're going to show me or this and that, whatever. Right?
Yeah,
like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking remotely to that.
So like they're not telling you what's
going
to happen?
No, they're not at all. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So in my head, I'm like, whatever, right? Yeah, I have no guesses. I'm like, whatever. So I'm on the couch.
When was this, by the way?
This was on my phone. It was like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
shit,
like
okay,
2 weeks
okay.
ago, or like a week ago, if I remember correctly. It was, yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
So it was right when you posted your story on Instagram.
Yeah, right when
okay.
it, like,
okay.
literally
okay.
that night, it's when it, like, literally, like, 30 minutes after it happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I was freaking out. So, yeah, so I'm on the couch, my phone starts ringing, it's a FaceTime from Jonathan, JML, and I'm like, oh.
And he's like in New York? Or?
Yeah, he's
okay.
in New York, he's at the festival, and I didn't know he was going. Had no clue he was going that day. I didn't even know he was doing another like showing of the movie that weekend. I thought it was like a one weekend thing. And that
Got
was
you.
It. So he calls me and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, Jonathan's calling. And then Rick's like, all right, this is it. Everybody quiet. Nobody say nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, so I take him. He's like, don't mute. I'm like, all right. Motherfucker, what the fuck? My headphones down. I pick up the phone. I slide open. And he has the phone, you know, to him, but he's facing that way.
Yeah.
And I just see like the side of his face. You know, I can see his glasses, whatever. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, Jonathan. And answer me. He's like, hold on. I'm like, fuck. And then, I hear mumbling, whatever.
Yeah.
And as soon as I hear, like, I hear his voice. He's like, yeah, man, for sure. Let's do it. And I was like, no fucking way, bro. I was like, no fucking way. Turns the camera in his lodging. He's like, what's up, motherfucker? And I'm like, oh, like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, yo, like, what's up, man? And like, how you doing? He's like, yo, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm good, man. I'm, you know, we out here, whatever, having a blast. He's like, listen. He said, there's a million motherfuckers out here and like in the line. He's like, but I'm sending my love. We'll talk soon. Peace. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah, I'm like, what just happened? I'm like, what the fuck? And it doesn't register, whatever. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I'm like, oh shit. And then Jonathan's like, yeah, you know, whatever. He's like, I'll text you a call you right now. I'm like, I bet. And everybody's just cheering in the chat. They're like, yeah, you know. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's what y'all. And he's like, yeah, bro. And I was like, holy shit. So I'm geeking out. I'm like, oh my God. And then it hits finally. I'm like, the fuck does he mean we'll talk soon?
Yeah.
You know, and then Rick and them, they're like, just hold on. Wait. And I'm like, bro, oh my God. Like, y'all can't do this to me. You know, but man, yeah, that was like years in the making, bro. Like, I think a year prior to that, or damn near a year prior to that, he was doing like a Discord like event where he would.
Logic?
Yeah. He was doing, you could like submit your music and he was reviewing it live, whatever. And then he finally gets to mine, and he listens to whatever, and he's, you know, he's bobbing his head, and he's like, oh, shit. He's like, this kid's fucking good, man.
When was this? After the phone call? Or was this
this is way before.
Okay.
Yeah, like months before. I can't even remember. I want to say it was like the beginning of this year, too.
Okay.
You know, and...
So he's been knowing about you this whole time?
Yeah, it was kind of like the name was kind of circling, you know, constantly in the camp, and, you know, thanks to Jose and, you know, the Mayan and Jonathan, JML. You know, they're very well connected with him and his camp and stuff. And they've been, you know, throwing my name out there to him. Like, hey, man, you know, we're working with this dude. And he's a big fan of yours and he's very inspired, whatever. And, I mean, it's true. Like, my last or this album is it's a big homage to The Incredible True Story.
Okay.
It's the album where he's, like, sitting in a spaceship.
Oh,
like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yeah.
What you're talking about.
So it's, like, a big homage to that. It's, like, you know, it's like, this whole storyline. And we do, like, we built this whole concept and this whole universe and characters, and I mean damn near, dude, like I want to say we've been working on it for like 2 years, you know, from we spent a year writing the concept, right? Okay. Like the whole story, writing out lines, scripts, stuff like that. And then the next year was just the music. You know what I'm saying? Like we spent the whole time doing the music. For like the last session, we rented out Airbnb in over there in Livingston, Lake Livingston.
Oh, okay.
Past Conroe and stuff. And man, we were out there. We're out there in like the fucking sticks, bro. Like we were out there. Like no, nothing was around. Nobody was around. Like there was like
no civilization.
Yeah, bro. Like you had to like go into town to get to like a Dollar Tree. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah, a gas station. Yeah. But like once you left that little town and you got into like, you know, the road and into the neighborhood, ain't shit out there. Like it was like pitch black at night. You know, had a whole house to ourselves. We set up the whole studio in the living room. We set up a little corner. We kind of like soundproofed it a little bit. And you know, it was myself and Tuano, my boy Apollo. He engineered, mastered the whole album, sound designed everything. My boy Jay Mars, he's an artist. He's worked with Logic a few times as well. Crazy artist as well. Like, dude's pen is insane. And a producer, a friend of ours named Dave. Actually, Miguel went out there as
nice,
well.
Nice.
Yeah, he went out there for the night. He left in the morning. Yeah, shout out to Miguel. He took some pretty cool photos and stuff. And then my boy Moses, he also does some photos for me and videos and stuff. So, yeah, man, it's been a journey for sure. Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
So what's in store for the future for the rest of this year for Legacy?
Oh, man. We got a couple things up our sleeves. We're working on this one pretty big thing. I'm excited. I just learned about last night, actually. We had like a meeting with everybody on Discord, and we kind of, you know, they presented that to me. And like I said, it's the same thing. Like with them, man, it's like we have this idea. We're going to get everything solidified. We'll present it to you. You know, so it's like, cool, you know, so we have something we'll announce soon. I'm not too sure when, but I know I can't announce it because they're going to kill me if I do. but the main thing is the album, Dawn of the Starfield. We have a release date. We haven't announced it yet. I can't announce it yet. Again, they'll kill me if I do, but it's coming. I've been saying for a long time, my story is coming soon. It's coming soon, but I promise it's coming sooner than y'all think. And, just more music, man, just pumping out music and you know, hopefully by next year, you know, or the next couple of years, be a household name, you know, that's the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, man. So
where did the name Legacy come from?
Oh, man. So when I was younger, I was probably like 14. No, I was about 15. My grandfather, he passed in 2014. So I would have been 15. He was already like, you know, he was like on the verge of passing away. He was like on his last leg of life. He had called us and he's like, hey, can I speak to, everybody calls me Brandon. Like, can I speak to Brandon? He's like, yeah, yeah. You know, they passed me the phone. Hey, your grandpa wants to talk to you. All right. So he's like, you know, we're talking, whatever. And, I remember like in the house, we had a front porch. We had a bench. So I went out to the front porch, sat on the bench and, we're talking about, you know, whatever. And, you know, he's telling me to keep going, this and that. And he's like, listen, you know, whatever you do in life, whether you clean shoes, you're a teacher, you know, you decide to become a thief and steal jewels, you know, or something or whatever, you know, whatever it is you do in life, doesn't matter. Be the best at that. Be the best shoemaker, be the best jewel thief, be the best, you know, whatever, you know, leave a legacy behind. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit, okay, that's the name. Because I had no clue what to call myself. You know, I was like, I don't know what to go by. Like, you know, my name really didn't work with anything. Some people you know, they luck out, like Drake. Great. That's easy, you know, cool,
Beyonce.
Bet. Beyonce, you know, bet, fire. J. Cole, bet, you know, Kendrick, bet. You know, me, I was like, Brandon, how the fuck, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I don't know what to do. You know, so I was like, for like a minute, I was like, trying to figure out what to call myself. And then that was it, man. He left me that jewel. I was like, shit, bet, legacy, that's it. You know, but I spelled it with an I because it was like, you know, I don't know why. I don't know why I put I. I guess I wanted to do something different, something for like the more so, I guess I was thinking ahead, like marketing and like, you know, if I put it out there on you know,
yeah, because legacy is also a word that can mean like a lot of different
things.
Yeah,
you know, so I wanted to be like easily found and, you know, whatever. But then that kind of fucked me over a little bit because there was a group. There was like four or five dudes. They went by Legacy and like they like at the time they were performing and like opening up for like Justin Bieber and whatever.
Oh,
and then like a couple years after they kind of just disappeared. Yeah, they fell off. They never did anything again. Till this day, they have not posted shit on their, you know,
good, man.
Music. So I was like, yeah, man. I was like, hell yeah, fucking works out for me. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man. Yeah. That's exactly how I found the name. Yeah.
That's so, like, that's awesome. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. They're gonna say, oh, I just saw the word, like,
yeah,
online,
right,
or something.
I thought that was cool. Let me yoink that. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. So, like, any final remarks you wanna tell the audience? Any like where they can find your music?
Yeah.
Keep up with everything you're doing.
If you go to Instagram, that's really where I kind of promote everything the most. I try to do like Twitter and Instagram, kind of both, TikTok as well. But across the board, everywhere, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, you look up Legacy, LEGACI, Houston, Texas, HTX, I'll pop up. From there, you can dive into like my links and stuff and my music, or you can just want to go directly to music. You look up on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, anywhere you listen to music. Look up Legacy, I'm usually like the third or second group down. You see a photo of me, so you know it's me. And just look out for John Starfield, man. We're cooking. We're coming. So it's count us in the mix.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice or shirts, everyone? Maybe someone trying to do something creative and they're kind of struggling with it. Or just anything in general, you know, like maybe like they want to like level up with their job or their job. Do you have any advice? People like that.
Yeah. Again, that's the first time I've ever been asked that question, so that's pretty cool. Do it. Simply do it. Whatever it is, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, art, whether it's acting, whether it's you want that promotion or whatever, do it. Don't be scared. You know, of course.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, don't think about it. Like, you gotta go attack it full force, head on. People are gonna, in the beginning, you suck, you know, quit, stop, don't do this, da da da. But if you can get past that, man, and you're gonna suck. That first song is gonna suck. I fucking suck. You know, like, I suck my first couple years, 5-6 years, man. I was, you're developing yourself, you're finding yourself, you're finding your sound, you know, you're finding yourself as an artist or as a person at the same time. But for as long, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, 1,000%.
Yeah.
If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And just take it, you know, you gotta believe in yourself before others believe in you.
Yeah.
So if you present yourself like, not cocky either, but like, hey, yeah, I do this
confidence. Basic confidence.
Yeah, you know, people will catch on, and that's gravitational. They're like, oh, this dude, you know, he has a presence to himself when he hops on the mic or on the stage.
He seems to know what he's doing, you know.
Yeah.
He's very sure about what he's doing.
Exactly. So, you know, just do it. Like, take that first step, that leap. Because once you say, ah, I will, but you already fucking lost. You know, you already lost. That's it. It's over. So just
100%, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Straight knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again, Legacy, for being
man.
On. I appreciate you reaching out, man.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, bro.
Very interesting conversation.
Yeah. For sure. Thanks, man.
All right, everyone who's been watching, listening, thank you. This has been a Street Couch podcast. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life. Peace.